This is Neil Whiteside.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
And there's nothing like an impromptu interview. Poor woman, she didn't get much of a heads up about it. But I'm joined in the studio by Isabel Lee. Isabel, you're the festival director for the Water Sprite Film Festival, is that
right?
Yes,
I am, yes.
Very good afternoon to you. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you. Tell us
about Water Sprite. What is it then? It's been around for a little while.
Yes, it is. So Water Sprite is a festival taking place the 6th to the 8th of March. And we have free film screenings at the Arts Picture House, and then free panels, workshops and events at St John's College. And we've been running for 11 years, and the festival just grows bigger and bigger each time.
Wow. Okay, so what constitutes a film that you would look at? How does your selection process work, and what have you got lined?
So we open our submissions to film schools across the world. You just have to be a student to submit, and the film needs to be made in the past year. This year we received 750 submissions.
Oh my goodness.
And our reach is to about 100 countries, so it's really incredible. And our submissions are free as well, which is quite rare for film festivals.
Right.
And then we go through them, we see which are the best, we have online judging, then juries in London, and now we have an incredible range of 38 films from 24 countries.
Wow.
So it will be our most international.
This is putting the Oscars to shame,
yeah,
isn't it?
Exactly.
Really? One Korean film. So where on the map, where are the pins in the map this year?
So this year we're covering all six continents, which is really great.
Wow.
Just Antarctica missing. But we have Brazil, Germany, Kyrgyzstan, one from New Zealand. So it really is really far ranging, and there's documentaries, animations, fiction. There's really something for everyone in the screenings.
Okay, so it's not until the beginning of March, so I guess you're still at the point really where you're finalising the programme, is that right?
Yes, exactly.
But what highlights do you know are you pretty sure you've got coming up?
So we have released our nominees, so we know which films we'll be showing, and one of them is Daughter, which was an incredible film from the Czech Republic, and it was Academy Award nominated this year.
Wow, that'll do, wouldn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful film, and we'll be in one of our first screenings, so look out for that when our programme's released next week.
Okay, I mean, to hear that, it sounds then like the young influences on the film market, it seems like it's vibrant from what you're saying.
Definitely, definitely.
Is it technology that's doing that, or is it just people just thinking, I can do this, I can reach an audience?
I think it's a mixture of things. I think there's incredible technology, and this year Water Sprite's also exploring that even more with kind of student-made virtual reality films as well, which is completely new.
I'm sorry, you've lost me on that one.
Yeah, exactly. It's just a completely different experience, and watching them myself, I'm quite disoriented. So I think it's a mixture of technology and then confidence in students in knowing that these careers in the creative industries are possible, and that internationally they're possible as well.
Okay, and talking about closer to home then, because we talked about all around the world, how about Cambridge? How do we do? Are we good for films in that way?
Definitely. So we actually have one of our nominated films is The Tortoise, and that was produced in Cambridge by Cambridge students and people in Cambridge. So that's another great one to look out for. And in general, with ARU and Cambridge University, both work together on Water Sprite. We're a student-run festival, so film is at the centre of that. And it really is student-led and for the Cambridge community as well, with Cambridge Film Festival, the great supporters of Water Sprite.
Ah, that's great. So you work together.
Yeah, exactly. In kind of promotion and just giving advice, because we're all a film community at the end of the day.
Indeed. What happened with these films when they've been shown? What happens to them after that? Do they get archived, or if people go, oh, but I missed that, because I'm assuming not everyone's going to be able to get to everything, or maybe not be able to get tickets for everything. Is there ways that they can follow up, or is it you just have to pay attention on the day?
So it depends. Sometimes the films will go onto streaming services, and that's something which we're working on and collaborating with different companies for that. But often it's at other festivals as well, as these students tour their films around festivals often. So it's best to catch them on the 6th to the 8th of March at Water Sprite.
Okay, so that's the Water Sprite Film Festival,
yes, exactly.
6th to 8th of March. How do people get tickets? How do they find out more? Because I'm presuming even though it's free, you're still going to want to know people
are
coming, aren't you?
It's best to book tickets. And that's just all available on our website. It's watersprite.org.uk.
That's easy enough.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, you're coming in on Bums on Seats as well, not this coming Saturday week.
Exactly,
so
yes.
People, if they want to hear a bit more about it, by people who know about the film industry, not someone like... it's really interesting, though, because I'm guessing that there could be, in amongst these people that are showing these films, there are the Spike Lees and that of the future. Is that right?
Yes, definitely. So our alumni from the past are going on to make features. They've worked on films like The Dark Knight Rises, Philomena... So our alumni and nominees really are special creative people, and it's just, and you'll get the chance to see them and meet them for the first time as they attend. That's the thing,
because it's all these Q&As and everything it's stuff that in years to come you go, oh, I was there, I saw him or her to start with.
Exactly.
It sounds amazing. Sounds like it's really good. Thank you for coming in. Sorry that the meeting was kind of held on air at short notice.
No problem.
But there we are. So if people want to find out more, watersprite.org.uk. That is the 6th to the 8th of March. At the Arts Picture House, which is a great venue anyway.
Any
excuse to go in there, to be honest. Isabel, thank you very much indeed for coming in this afternoon. Good luck with it, and I hope it all goes well. We'll see you on Bums on Seats in about 10 days' time.
See you then.
There we are. That's Isabel Lee. She's the Festival Director of the Water Sprite Film Festival.